This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
We head to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Michigan, a big win last night. Purdue on the docket tonight. A little Big Ten basketball talk. Eric Leisure, btpowerhouse.com, covering college basketball in the Big Ten. Eric, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the time. All right, let's start with Michigan here. So they run through New York, and they win the Big Ten title, tournament title. And I think everybody was wondering about the layoff. Everyone was wondering, could they keep the hot streak going? Yes, they were rusty in their first game. But since then, my gosh, last night, 99 points. With the offense clicking, can Michigan win it all?
I would say this is their best opportunity in a long time. Looking at last night's game, I looked at their tilt against A&M and thought that A&M was going to take this one, honestly. I got enamored with A&M's front court, Robert Williams, Tyler Davis, but Michigan proved again that guard play is what wins in March, and they have some of the best and most depth of any team left in the tournament when it comes to talented guards. Last night it was Abdul Rahman. Against Houston it was Jordan Poole. Against Montana, it was Charles Matthews. They keep having different guys just have the hot hand that they're able to ride. When you add in Mo Wagner outplaying a potential lottery pick in Robert Williams last night in the front court, this Michigan team definitely has the talent necessary to go all the way.
Swagger is what jumped off the screen last night. And I know when you're up big, sometimes it's easy to have that swagger. But I was really impressed with the confidence level of that Michigan team heading towards a regional final with a trip to the Final Four on the docket. I mean, this team, their confidence is at an all-time high. And I got to admit, if they play like that, I don't know if anybody can beat them, right?
Yeah, and you know, luck of the draw has so much to do with this. The way that the chaos has kind of engulfed the left side of the bracket, I mean, they're the odds-on favorite at this point. I would have liked to have seen how they match up against Kentucky, possibly. I think that Kansas State shouldn't be much of a problem for Michigan. I think they get by the Wildcats pretty easily. And I will be very intrigued if we end up seeing them against Loyola Chicago. I think they're two teams that play a very similar style of basketball, but I do think Wagner would be the X factor there. I'm not sure that Loyola has a player that can keep up with him. He's just kind of taken his game to another level as the season has progressed. He was good through the Big Ten. He was great during the Big Ten tournament. And so far through this run in the NCAA tournament, he's been arguably Michigan's best player.
Yeah, and it's really, I think, fun to look at Michigan's next game because, I mean, they're going to have their hands full with Florida State, right? I mean, I know we're looking ahead to the Final Four, but I think Florida State, after what they just did to Gonzaga, I like Michigan to win that game, but I think it's going to be a hard-fought game. Who do you like in that one?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Wolverines at this point are going to be the favorites pretty much in every game they play until the finals. And they're just clicking on all cylinders right now, so I don't see the Seminoles putting up much of a challenge for this specific Michigan team.
All right, so then we go to the other side of the bracket, and tonight we have Purdue. And this is a matchup against Texas Tech where I like Purdue. It's unfortunate that they're not with Haas's injury. I think with Haas, this is a walk in the park for them. Without him, I think they're going to have a little bit more of a difficult time with Texas Tech. But I like Purdue here. Who do you like tonight?
I think this one's going to be close. I actually, in a column I wrote, picked Tech. But this one is going to come down to guard play again. Both teams feature some really impressive guards. I think the matchup to watch is Keenan Evans versus Carson Edwards. It's all Big 12 first-team guard versus an all Big 10 first-team guard. Both guys average right around 18 points a game and really control the tempo for their teams. And with Haas out, I mean, it really comes down to the guard play for Purdue. Between Carson Edwards and Vincent Edwards, they need those guys both to have a big game because the level of production they're going to get out of Matt Farms isn't going to be close to what they would have gotten had Isaac Haas been in there.
In terms of Purdue and getting, if they don't get to the Final Four, if you're right and they do lose tonight, how much of a disappointment is that from a season perspective for the Boilermakers and their fans?
I mean, I think it would be very high as far as the disappointment level. I mean, this team had all the pieces put together to finally break through and get to that Elite Eight for the first time since 2000. And I mean, if you would have went back to when they were rolling off wins throughout the middle of the season, I would have thought they were an absolute national title contender. And it just since they broke that winning streak, they just haven't looked right, and I haven't been able to figure out why. All the pieces up until Haas's injury were still there. They just stopped clicking. And that's a frustrating way to potentially not see your maximum talent reached, because you know all the pieces are there. They're just not able to put it together right now.
Talking to Eric Leisure, btpowerhouse.com, covering the NCAA tournament, Big Ten, and college basketball. Michigan State not making it to the regionals, not getting past the second round, losing to Syracuse. You know, with all that talent, is that the most disappointing run from a Big Ten tournament team so far?
I think so, and I think it could have been a lot different had they played a couple things differently. I've been saying all season long that Bridges was playing out of position. It seemed like Izzo was forcing him into being a three. My thought process with that is he's going to have to be a three in the NBA, so trying to showcase what his ability is going to be at the position. But as far as playing in college basketball is concerned, he's a power forward and should have been playing, you know, in the front court the entire season. And I think just making that small little change could have impacted Michigan State season, and they could still be playing basketball right now.
So, you know, in terms of the look at the tournament versus playing a week early like they did in New York, any big fallout to the point where they never do that again? They never play it a week early again?
I don't think so. I mean, first of all, I don't think they ever will play it early, but I don't think that anything's really been decided on, like, the rust versus rest debate here.
Yeah.
Especially if the Big Ten ends up getting two teams into the Elite Eight. If Purdue does beat Tech tonight, then yeah, I don't think there's much of a case to be made that it was a negative. You did see a lot of the teams struggle early on in all of their first-round matchups. Ohio State got off to a slow start. Michigan got off to a slow start. Purdue got off to a slow start. So it took them a little bit to get going. But again, if the result ends up being two teams in the Elite Eight, I don't think there's much of a conversation to be had about if the week off impacted it one way or the other.
And they won all those games. So
correct. That's the thing.
So, like, slow start, fine, but they won. So I think it's hard to say that there was that big of an impact, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, when you look at the bracket and you see a Loyola Chicago and Kansas State getting ready to play for a trip to the Final Four, what's your reaction to that?
So this tournament's kind of shaped up in a way that I think there's two different types of people. People that love the chaos erupting, the schools like Loyola going on a run. And there's some people who get disappointed when we don't see the bracket play out chalk and get to see the one seed play the one seed and match up best versus best. But this bracket's given us both. On the left side, we have all of the absolute chaos, and yet it's pretty much held up chalk on the right side.
Right.
So I think that a lot I've been saying, it's the hand of Montana. We've gotten the best of both worlds. So whether or not you like that chaos or whether or not you want to see that best versus best, this tournament has had both of that, and for me, this has been the most enjoyable NCAA tournament that I can remember in the past couple of years.
I agree with that. And by the way, congratulations! You were the first person to reference Hannah Montana on this show. That is a first for Pushing the Odds to have a Hannah Montana reference. You know, I'm with you on that point about the chaos. I love the little guy story. I have a hard time calling Kansas City a little guy, but they are a nine seed. So, I mean, it is a rarity to see. I love the fact that Maryland Baltimore County was the first team to beat Virginia. Yep. I love that upset, so we'll always remember it. And like, that's my point about the tournament, is that when we, in 20 years, think about this tournament, what's the topic? The topic is UMBC, right? I mean, the topic is that game, and that's why I think it's so important, I think, to have those types of moments, right?
Yeah, and I will gladly take UMBC beating Virginia in the first round and then having to suffer through their second-round game against Kansas State, which might have been one of the worst basketball games I've seen all season.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But that, no one's going to remember that, honestly. Even if Kansas State goes on to win the title, they're not going to remember that game. And you're absolutely correct that the story will be David slaying Goliath this time around.
Draw matters so much. And I just, the fact that Loyola Chicago might be in the Final Four, it's a crazier run to me than George Mason. It's a crazier run than Wichita State. I think it might be, if we have Loyola Chicago, an 11 seed, you know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, they weren't even in the Valley. weren't even in a Missouri Valley Conference team, and they might now be in the Final Four. I mean, Porter Moser's a really good coach. I like the dude a lot. I think if in terms of coaching talent, I think Greg Marshall is a more believable Final Four coach than Porter Moser, right?
Yeah, it's what makes him kind of one of those really good stories. Like, this is the type of thing you could absolutely see becoming a sports maybe down the road, because it's so unbelievable that you're like, I can't actually believe, every time they hit one of these last second shots to just put a team away, I don't expect it, but it's incredibly enjoyable. And like you said, this is what March is all about, is seeing a team like Loyola go through and kind of just go get their opportunity that's not there during the regular season, to kind of go toe to toe with some of these big programs and prove, like, hey, we kind of belong here. And it's crazy that, you know, if they don't win their conference tournament, they're not here right now. They're not in this tournament. We're not talking about them because they're probably playing in the NIT.
They are playing because they're the regular season champ. They were the one seed in the Valley, and they would have lost, and somebody else from the Valley would have been in. If Illinois State would have beaten them in the tournament final, it would have been the Redbirds here. The former team, by the way, the former team for Porter Moser being in the tournament. It's a great point. Eric, thank you for the time. Enjoy the games tonight and this weekend. We'll see what these teams look like for the Final Four.
Absolutely. Thanks.
That's Eric Leisure, btpowerhouse.com, covering college basketball for us here on Pushing the Odds on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage.